The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating more than a half century of promoting awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org. This podcast is brought to you through the generous financial support of the Tongyang Group. In the areas of financial services and manufacturing, the companies of the Tongyang Group harness the passion and creativity of 12,000 employees worldwide to better serve their clients. The Tongyang Group, a global partner for Korean business.
Welcome to the Korea Society and welcome to Studio Korea. We are delighted to welcome so many business leaders here, as well as members of the media. Ambassador Son, the Korean Consul General, is here also with us today. For our corporate program on the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement 1 year on. It's my pleasure to welcome the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Japan, Korea, and the APEC, Wendy Cutler. Wendy was the chief negotiator for the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement, which entered into force on March 15, 2012, about a year ago. Welcome, Wendy. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
So, Wendy, we'll get started here. How would you judge the first year of the CORUS implementation?
Well, we're very pleased with implementation of the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement, CORUS, as it's commonly known, so far. The agreement has already brought benefits not only to the United States, but to Korea, and not just to businesses, but also to citizens and families and workers in both countries. The agreement itself, it's an extensive agreement. It's about 24 chapters. It includes provisions in areas from intellectual property to labor to customs. It includes tariff cutting schedules for over 10,000 items, products, and it also includes detailed commitments on services. So when I say the implementation is going smoothly, it's a huge undertaking, and the fact that all of these obligations are being undertaken on time and fully by both the U.S. government and the Korean government, it's quite impressive. So we feel that implementation is going smoothly as well.
What are the impacts that U.S. exporters have had in Korea?
To date, we are pleased with the increase in exports from the United States to Korea. Our manufacturing exports have increased in such areas as transportation equipment, heavy electrical equipment, chemicals, pharmaceuticals. We've also seen an increase in our agriculture exports to Korea. And I'm always informed by my Korean friends how they can go to the supermarkets in Korea now and eat U.S. cherries, and find other fruit juices and fruits from the United States. We've also seen an increase in soybean exports as well, which have really risen over the past year. We've also seen exports increase of services exports to Korea up 9% over 2011. And finally, we're also seeing an increase in investment, not only from Korean companies to the United States, but also U.S. firms to Korea. On the other side, the agreements bring benefits to Korea, and Korea has seen its exports increase to the United States, not only in the manufacturing sector, but also, interestingly enough, in the agriculture sector as well, where agriculture exports from Korea to the United States are up over 10%.
Wow. Now, the auto issue was one of the harder issues to resolve in the original CORUS negotiation. What challenges or successes have U.S. manufacturers had in Korea?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, if I have to think of one sector that was probably presented the most challenges through the negotiations, were the challenges brought by the automotive sector. Not only did the agreement in 2007 include extensive provisions with respect to tariff cutting and non-tariff measure issues with respect to the Korean market, But in 2010, we went back to the negotiating table under the leadership of President Obama to see if we could level the playing field even more so the benefits of this agreement could extend to U.S. automakers and U.S. workers. And I have to say, over the past year, we have seen an increase, and quite an impressive increase, of U.S. auto exports to Korea. Sales by the big three U.S. auto companies are up by 18% to Korea, and overall U.S. exports of automobiles, including exports from transplants in the United States, are up 48%. So I think this shows that as a result of the tariff cutting, as well as addressing non-tariff measures, that we're beginning to see a level playing field in Korea for U.S. auto exports.
Now, with such a large and dynamic trading relationship and the ever-changing nature of commerce, I'm sure there are always issues that emerge even when you do have a free trade agreement. So how do you resolve those issues, and how does the FTA help?
You know, if you think about our two-way trade between the Republic of Korea and the United States, it's about $125 billion. And that's a lot of trade, and the trade has increased, two-way trade has increased about 3% from last year. And in any trading relationship of that size, you're going to encounter problems and difficulties. And the FTA, while it provides a lot of rules and it has a dispute settlement mechanism, it can't solve every issue right away. But what we have found, what the FTA does provide, it provides a framework, it provides a mechanism, it provides committees. And so we are able, as FTA partners, to work through these FTA mechanisms to really address problems and to address them as they're emerging. The other thing I would say is that through all of the negotiating process, we've become pretty close to our Korean counterparts in the trade field. And so I think as a result of those close relationships, we're in a much better position to problem solve and to find ways forward that deal with these issues before they really become serious trade frictions in our relationship.
What does the future hold for the CORUS FTA under the Park administration?
Well, the FTA, it's interesting, it was launched two administrations ago under the leadership of No Minyan, and then it was passed through the National Assembly by Lee Myung-bak, and now we're into the third administration with President Park, and we really look forward to working with her and her new team, including the trade functions now moved to a new ministry, and we hope that we can work together cooperatively, keep CORUS implementation front and center, continue to ensure that this agreement continues providing benefits to both countries, and to ensure that we can still and continue to take care of any problems as they arise in a quick and effective manner.
Okay. And speaking of future direction, could you talk to us about the TPP, and will Korea be a member of the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Well, I'm probably not the right one to ask, will Korea become a member of the TPP? That's really Korea's decision on whether it wants to seek membership. Of course, we believe that Korea would be a natural, could be a natural member of the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations, and that is because CORUS is such a high-standard, comprehensive agreement, and that's exactly what we're trying to negotiate in the TPP. There's overlap between a number of areas between CORUS and the TPP, but the TPP also has new areas that we're addressing that we didn't address in CORUS, such as regulatory convergence, state-owned enterprises, and dealing with small and medium-sized enterprises. And but we think these are all important issues for the United States and Korea. We look forward to continue working with Korea, keeping them updated on the negotiations. So when and if they decide it's in their interest to join these regional negotiations, that they will be ready.
Okay. Well, I'd really like to thank Wendy for being here. I really appreciate it. We had a very grueling Q&A session with you. So thank you for that, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule for being here. Would you please give her a round of applause?
Thank you.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Korea Society, its staff, management, or sponsors. Thank you for listening to this Korea Society podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Visit www.koreasociety.org for information about memberships and to learn more about all the programs available at the Korea Society.